for 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And depending on how your year's going, this news may or may not be a good thing.
Oh, no. Don't set us up for that, Jeffrey. No. It's been really hard.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's not that bad. We've talked about a lot of different food product mashups on this show before.
Yeah.
But the one that's making news today is probably the strangest.
Okay.
Because Planners just came out with a new line of Natty Light flavored peanuts.
Yeah.
Did you say Natty Light like the beer that I drank when I was in high school? Natty Light?
It's amazing that of all the beers in the world that Planners could have chosen to pair with, Planners goes with Natty Light, the cheapest beer in the convenience store.
Yeah.
Has Natty Light like embraced just the name now, or are they still going like, are they still claiming natural somewhere in that title?
No.
They should change it to Natty Light now.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Wait, why? Like, I don't understand.
That is random.
I guess there's that whole thing where you always eat peanuts with your beer, and they just decided, let's just put it all together, take out the middleman.
Okay, beer nuts.
I mean,
what is the flavor? Like, kind of like alcoholic water? Because that's kind of what Natty Light tastes like.
According to one review, this person said, quote, "It doesn't taste like beer or peanuts anymore.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know what it is, but it's an overwhelming flavor." It's probably like that metal can flavor. That's what I taste when I drink Natty Light. It's just all metal.
God, I just smell like stale party like 3 days later and like beer in the sink.
Tastes
and
like a hangover.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just bad decisions.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're interested in some Natty Light flavored peanuts, they're going to be available at, you guessed it, Walmart.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm going to go with no.
But Brooke's relatives are going to be stocking up for the holidays.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
Speaking of questionable combos, let's combine trivia with low voltage electrocution.
Okay.
Because it's time for your shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock caller last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Alexis, the A-Train is coming. Woo woo.
She's the A-Train, Alexis. I'm guessing.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Jeff just looked really confused.
Yeah, I did. A-Train. Okay. The A-Train's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The only thing worse than having a huge argument with your significant other about something big, how about 50 years of little arguments about something small?
Ah.
Yikes.
Some of the most insignificant issues can be blown way out of proportion when you're together long enough. And a new survey asked couples which annoying conversations come up over and over again in their relationship. And Alexis, I need you to name the top four. And as a good partner, I'll give you a lifeline to start. Give me a number, and I'll tell you the annoying conversation behind it.
All right, I'm going to go number four.
Number four is how much time to spend with extended family.
That's a good one.
Time to spend.
Oh, man.
Three more answers.
I just saw my parents over the weekend.
Okay.
And they definitely, after like 45-ish years of marriage, got those bickers in.
Wow.
They had locked in on their arguments.
I will say, though.
Well, what were they arguing about?
One was that my dad was making up stories. And it drives my mom crazy. Oh. Like, that didn't really happen. It didn't happen that that's what you said. I did not say that.
A little embellishing on things from their lives.
Totally.
Yeah.
My dad does the same. We went around a corner once when I was a kid. My dad's like, you know, they say this is the deadliest curve in the whole state.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is not the deadliest corner in the state. He's like, I read it in the paper. Many deaths on this curve.
It's like, once you become, you become like, an old dad and you just start making things up.
And it's like, it's a cul-de-sac. Dad.
Yeah.
Sounds
right.
So I think exaggerating stories wouldn't be bad.
That's okay.
You know? Yeah, that's a funny one.
I like that.
Would you say, I lived with like a couple for a while who'd been dating for a while, and theirs was always over cleanliness. Is that common even on or not? I mean, not a small fight.
Every relationship I've been in, it has been.
Let's hear the question one more time.
Tiny arguments sometimes lead to the biggest issues in relationships, and a new survey asked couples what annoying conversations keep coming up over and over again in your relationship. I have the top four answers in front of me, and I've given you a lifeline already, but because I'm a caring and communicative coworker, I'll give you a golden guess. Tell me an annoying conversation, and I'll tell you if it's on the list or not.
Arguments over cleanliness.
That is not on the list.
Okay.
One thing that's just always a problem is, like, how to spend your money.
Yeah.
And money is
a don't you think that's a big argument? That's not like a little argument. That's the problem. Like, money is a huge conversation,
well,
I feel like.
It can come up in little ways. Like, someone spends a little bit on
like coffee every
coffee day. And it turns into a big argument eventually.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, my parents definitely like, your dad just buys anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure your dad bought that. That's like a $12 bottle of wine.
My
I only like $8 bottles of wine.
All of parents
we need some
same.
Answers.
Yeah.
All
right. Wait, last question. I have driving. Do you think anything about driving habits would bother people?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Or is that just more because I'm a bad driver, so everybody gets personally bothered?
Yeah, driving is good because it's not just how you drive. Yeah. It's like the directions, too.
Yeah.
They get into fights over that, too.
And the backseat driver situation.
All right.
I like driving.
Okay, thanks. All right, Jake, I'm going to go with the top four things people fight over. Driving is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Exaggerating stories is another. And then overspending money. And then the one you gave me, which was...
We already forgot. Yeah.
Mother-in-law.
Time spent with family.
Yeah.
There it is. I forgot.
According to a survey of long-term couples, these are the annoying conversations that just never seem to die. Number four, I told you, is how much time to spend with extended family. Great work, everyone.
Thank you.
Number three on the list is which movies or TV shows to watch.
Oh, of course.
Number two, Brooke was close, being upset about leaving home too late or getting ready too long.
Okay.
Someone being late. And number one on the list is what to eat for meals.
Of course.
God, I hate dinner.
They're like way littler things.
Okay, well, we weren't even close on that one. And somebody wanted to hear you sing Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
It's not going to go well for a long-term relationship.
No.
All right. I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat.
That was great.
That was good. That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Sometimes I'll go on to Yelp just to laugh at the ridiculous negative reviews on there.
It's fun.
People have so much time to kill.
And a lot of anger.
Yeah.
People can complain about anything.
They're like, the food was great, but my waiter wore a turtleneck that was unflattering.
No.
One star.
Yeah, it's always one star, too. Like, just give them four stars then.
But I realized I couldn't find a dating section on Yelp.
There should be.
Yeah, wouldn't that be useful for people to rate their actual dates? And that's why every week we do our own version of horrible dating reviews with a segment called Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Those are all one stars, but I love them.
Who's going to get a zero star review? We'll find out coming up at 7:10.
Two hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that just won an award.
Oh, really?
For nation's lamest dating game show. Four years running now.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I wouldn't brag about that. Yeah.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic.
Yeah.
We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, back in college, she once had a romantic experience inside a senior home jacuzzi.
Oh.
And now she's forever known as Turbo Jet Juliet.
Hello.
Oh, man.
It's the wrong kind of seniors in college, Juliet.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, her motto is kiss the boys and make them cry.
Oh,
because
I like that.
All her makeouts involve teeth.
Oh.
Meet Casey with an I.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
That hurts, you know.
Here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We'll go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards we will declare a winner.
All right.
Okay.
Looks like we got a good bout.
Are our contestants ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. Let's kick it off with Turbo Jet Juliet.
I love the name.
Give it to us.
So I once went on this Tinder date, and he said that he had a surprise for me at his place. And I was like, all right. And he leaned in and said, the surprise is in the bedroom.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, right? So we walked in, and when we got into his bedroom, there was no bed. There were just pieces of a bed frame on the floor. And then he leaned in again and handed me some IKEA instructions and said, Once we build it, we can use it.
Oh.
And then we'll break it again once we do.
Yeah. So I mean, 4 days later and three fights.
Maybe four fights, actually. Yeah.
All right, Casey, can you counter?
Yeah, so he asked if we could go to like a public park during the daytime and walk around to get to know each other.
Okay, that seems innocent enough.
Pretty innocent, right?
Sure.
So he walked towards the playground area and he encouraged me to sit on the tire swing.
Okay, we're still doing well.
Yeah. And then he started to spin me and just kept on spinning me faster and faster, even though I said, please stop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? And I got so dizzy, I fell off. And then the next thing I know, he like reached down, grabbed my purse, and ran off.
No!
Oh! He robbed you?
Oh, my God.
Wow. He robbed you using a tire swing. Did you ever get your purse back?
No, I've never saw him again. I was just like in disbelief.
It's always the innocent ones.
Wow. Evil.
Right?
It's like a robbery straight out of like Bugs Bunny or something.
Yeah. On to round two. Juliet, what do you got?
So I met this other Tinder date at a coffee shop, and when I got there, he was sitting at a table outside wearing sunglasses and holding a book.
Oh, isn't he smart? Very educated.
So okay. That is unclear, but he did want to see if I was smart.
Okay.
And tried to hand me the book and said, read this out loud to everyone out on this patio.
What? He wanted to see if you were literate?
That was it.
That's his bar for smartness?
I guess.
Can you read at a fourth grade level?
That's not where it stopped, because when I said no, he said, you pass the first test. Now the second one is we sleep together and we'll see how it goes.
Terrible.
I wish the SATs were more like that. Yeah. You know?
Oh, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Perfect score. All right. Casey, can you beat it?
Yeah, well, met this guy on Tinder and he wanted to meet up at his place, which was fine. So I showed up there and he opened the door, but he was dressed to the nines. He had a jacket and a tie and a pocket square. And
impressive.
Fancy. I mean, it was insane. So I just took a step back and I said, I'm so sorry, but I didn't know. I didn't dress up. And he goes, it's okay, but I'm really late. I gotta go.
What?
Where?
He's leaving
you? Yeah.
At his own apartment?
And he's like, well, listen, the kids have to be in bed by 9, and I left pizza money on the countertop.
No.
Shut up.
Hold on.
He hired you as a babysitter.
I don't know if it was a setup so he can get free babysitting services from me. But I have no idea.
Did you stay with the kids?
Of course I did. I mean, my date was canceled. I had nothing better to do.
Good boy.
Your first story, the guy robbed you. Your second story, the guy hires you as a babysitter. Are you sure that you're on Tinder?
But at least she's making some of that money back.
I guess so. Right? Yeah. All right, we're on to the third and final round. Juliet, what do you got?
So this dude and I, we bonded over our love for seafood.
Okay.
And he said he knew a great place for it. So we show up and then there's a restaurant and then we walk a block to the aquarium. And he points out every single fish and sea creature he hopes to eat one day.
Oh, God.
I hope there was no dolphins at this aquarium.
Hey, don't knock until you try it, bro.
No.
Definitely illegal.
Yeah, so we're in there for an hour and a half. And then he's like, let's go through again. And this time, I'll tell you how I'll kill them.
Oh, that's
scary. Yikes. You know you can just take them out of the water and they die.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't have to attack them.
Oh, what did you do?
I very desperately had to use the bathroom, and I called myself an Uber and left.
Yeah, that's a good move.
All right, Casey, can you beat the anti-Aquaman story?
So this one guy I met on Tinder, he came over to my house, and I had a variety of virgin cocktails out because I don't drink, and I even told him I don't drink.
Oh, poor thing, you've done all of these stories sober? I'm so sorry.
I know, right? But 30 minutes into hanging out, he started dancing, singing, twerking.
I'm confused. Was he pretending to be drunk? Is that what he was doing?
I guess so. I mean, did it have a placebo effect? I have no idea.
He's I've had 5 of these. There's no way I'm not wasted right now.
He may have shown up to the date turnt, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, that final bell means the match is over.
Ooh.
Good fight today. Let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Alexis, who's your choice?
Oof, I'm going with Juliet because of the aquarium guy.
Okay.
Really?
Scary.
Oh, my God. Poor Casey got robbed. I'm going Casey.
Oh, it's sure. Tied 1-1. Jose, who's the winner today?
I'm going with Casey because you got stuck as a babysitter.
Congratulations, Casey with an I. Yeah. You are the queen of questionable dates. That's something to be very, very proud of.
You have no idea. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Text in your terrible dating stories to 78592. Maybe you could be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Yeah. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's almost time for your phone tap. And today, Jose poses as an Uber Eats driver.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, those are my favorite people.
Oh, my God. They're like the only people you talk to anymore.
Seriously?
Jose was the perfect person to be doing something like this.
I've talked to many of these guys.
So he calls a customer who's been waiting on his order.
Okay.
He just wants to give him an update. The food is on its way.
Yep. Okay. Always good to hear.
But unfortunately, Jose has encountered some unexpected obstacles getting there. Still, though, he promises no matter what, he is going to deliver that meal.
Okay.
Even if he has to risk his life, literally, to do it. It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, is this Matt?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is your Uber Eats driver, Devin. I'm just calling to let you know I just picked up your order from
Oh, okay, great.
Just calling to let you know I'm going to be a little bit late.
Okay, I mean, this has been happening a lot.
I promise, I'm normally right on time. I'm just a few minutes late, man.
Okay, well, just get here when you can, I guess.
I will, bro. Right. Oh, s***!
What happened?
Oh my, let me call you back. I'll be right there, 1 second.
Hey. Oh. Hello?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt.
What is that sound?
Dude, it's Devin again. I'm so sorry about that.
What's going on? What is that sound?
It's kind of nuts, man. A car crashed and
what?
I had to go check on the driver and another car crashed into mine, apparently.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I think so. I do have your meal still, bro. I grabbed it out of the car while the whole thing happened.
What?
Yeah, so I think I'm close enough. I can probably walk this to you.
No.
I'm really close.
Just go back to your car and talk to the police.
Bro, no. I know we don't know each other very well, but I am committed to my job, dude. And I have never, ever left a meal behind.
I really don't think you should do that, man. You need to go back and talk to the police right now.
Oh, my God.
Is that the cops?
I got to get out of here, dude. I got a warrant. I'll be. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Double what? What the f***? Hello?
Matt, this is Devin.
Are you okay? What's going on?
Not really.
Okay, what?
I had to jump a fence. I'm behind a bush right now. I'm in someone's backyard.
What?
Shh.
I don't know what the f*** is going on. I heard you say you had a warrant or something.
No, it doesn't matter, bro. I just want you to know I still have your food, okay? And it feels warm.
No.
I think I'm across the street. I just need to get over this fence.
Wait. What is that? Is that a dog?
He smells the food, bro. He smells the food.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Ow.
Dude, Devin?
Dude, the cops are still looking for me, I think. My leg.
What's happening?
It's okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's crazy out here, bro.
Who the f*** is this? Why are you f***ing with me?
Oh, another! What are the odds? Another car crash! Dude, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What the hell?
I'm actually a radio host. I'm not your Uber driver, bro.
Oh my God. What?
This is Jose from Brick and Jeffrey in the Morning, man. I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, get the f*** out of here, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, those were all sound effects. The dog, the cops, man. It's all fake. You got set.
Oh my God.
Your roommate Steven set you up, dude. He told me you always order lunch at this time. He even texted me the name of your driver, bro.
Holy I thought you were dying.
But seriously, bro, I just want to know, like, would you give me 5 stars?
I'll give you 5 stars for being alive.
Thank you.
brother.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're just a few minutes away from your second date update, and I can already see Liam Hemsworth and Reese Witherspoon starring in the straight-to-DVD version of this.
Ooh, good sell.
She's a small-town girl living the big city life.
Oh, my.
He's a struggling musician with a secret too painful to tell.
Ooh.
Together, they'll learn how to make the music of love.
Oh.
Is there a cute dog that shows them the way?
I hope.
Find out in your brand new second date update coming to a streaming service near you. Spoiler, there is no dog.
Oh, dang it.
That just sounded good in the tease.
It did.
That's your second date update coming up right after this.
Second date update.
The girl on the phone for today's second date update sent us an email saying, I hope I didn't offend him.
Mm.
Whoa.
And her name is Maddie. Maddie, I'm offended that you think that you offended somebody mm-hmm. else, okay? How you doing, Maddie?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, my God. You do sound like someone who just comes on so strong, Maddie. Where did you meet this guy?
Kind of a weird story, but I actually met him on the app OfferUp. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the cooler form of Craigslist that's a little less murdery.
Yeah, you just like buy and sell stuff from people, like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was going to buy this guitar from this guy named Derek.
Do you play guitar?
No, I'm redoing my apartment, so I thought it would look cute. I have this, like, reading nook. It's a whole thing.
Okay. It's a heartbeat.
So you're buying musical instruments for decoration.
That's cute.
I mean, like, if I have a party, someone else could play it.
Yeah. No, totally.
Or it's obviously just a great way to meet a guy who plays a guitar, because I'm guessing the guy that you bought the guitar from is who you went out with?
Yeah, we guy named Derek, we met at a coffee shop, and I told him, and I was like, he was really cute.
Oh, no. Men with guitars. Oh,
how much
I just
do
wanna,
you cost?
I'm going to tell you now to stay away.
Sweet elixir.
But he was super nice. He offered to buy my coffee.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, perfect. I got my regular triple venti coconut milk 2-pump white mocha.
Oh, my God, girl.
Hey, dang.
Hey, if he's offering, then...
Right?
Right. Okay.
So wait, did you guys actually hang out, or did you just do the guitar exchange, give him the money, and that was it?
Yeah, we, like, talked very briefly. I mean, he bought my coffee. We exchanged guitars, and, like, we parted ways. Uh-huh. And then, like, not even an hour later, he texted me.
Okay.
And he was like, I didn't want to, like, ask you at the coffee shop because I didn't want to make you feel weird, but I'd love to take you out tonight.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. So you guys went on a date.
Yeah.
That's a classy move. Where did he take you?
It was one of those bars where you throw axes.
Oh, this is like a newer thing.
Yeah.
I've heard of these. You throw axes at targets, like,
oh,
it's
my
darts,
God.
But with axes.
This guy, he's like trying to hold axes. He plays guitar. Like, oh,
he's
my God.
He's playing the man card really hard on you.
And so many red flags already. But how was the axe throwing?
Oh, my God. It was so fun. You have to go.
Ooh, I want to.
But they do cut you off. Like, you can only have, like, two drinks.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's just smart.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I invited him back to my place. It was like not that late.
Yeah.
You could play me a song on the guitar.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is all just so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling I know how this night ended for her.
Well, we get back to my place, still having a good time, and he plays me Sweet Caroline.
Uh-huh.
And I jokingly was like, oh, is that the best song you know how to play?
Ooh.
Oh,
no, you can't. That's a joke.
No, you can't poke fun at a man playing guitar for you. That's a serious moment for any guy.
I'm with you, though. As soon as you said he started playing Sweet Caroline, I'm like, I thought he was going to, like, show off his skills.
Like, don't you know any, like, My Chemical Romance or something? Like, something modern? Ugh.
Anybody can play that.
Play
I mean,
some Santana.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, no, I can play other stuff, like, mumbly, you know how guys are.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
And we were talking, and then he was like, well, I gotta go. I gotta get home.
Oh,
and he left.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's, like, obviously a joke.
It wasn't really, though.
Obviously not.
Yeah, so that's why you think that you maybe offended him?
I mean, that's all I can think of, because I thought we had a great time, and... Yeah, he's not texting me back.
Did you guys even kiss or anything?
No, we probably would have if I hadn't opened my big mouth.
Oh, my God. But, oh, man. So do you want to go out with him? Because he seems like, if that's the reason, that is incredibly sensitive.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I totally want to go out with him. Like, he plays guitar and he took me axe throwing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like such a weird, fun day.
How long has it been since he last responded to you?
Like a week and a half, 10 days or something.
Wow.
Okay, well, if we get him on your phone, can we get through a whole conversation without you saying something offensive again?
Yeah.
I will bite my tongue.
Good.
All right, well, we're going to give him a call and get your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Second date update.
Is this really the best second date update we can do?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I guess it is. Sorry. If you're just tuning in, Maddie is on the phone for a second date update. She met a guy when she bought a guitar from him on a marketplace app. They went out axe throwing together, and she invited him back to her place and asked him to play a little song on the guitar that she bought. And he played the song Sweet Caroline.
Classic.
Which, yeah, it's a good song, but not good enough for Maddie, because she tried to joke by saying, is that the best song you can do?
Totally joking.
Yeah.
Well, it may have offended him. The joke might not have come across, because now she's not getting a call back from this guy, Derek. Brooke, maybe you have some mom advice for this young single woman. I don't know.
I am also a woman who has dated many men, okay? And fallen for guitar players myself. And
yes,
I'm going to tell you right now.
20 years ago, draw on your experience.
Listen, it's a trap. That's all I'm saying, Maddie. They're all a trap, okay? And maybe he doesn't know any other songs. Maybe that's his one go-to song.
Oh, it's like his move.
Yeah, no. It was, like, really cute for him to play a song, but I mean, if you're going to, like, serenade a hot girl, play a song that's been on the radio in the last 10, 20 years, right?
I mean, it's a fair, like, point, I guess.
Not some, like, end-of-the-bar sing-along song.
Oh, okay. All
so,
right.
Wait, I mean, if that's all he knows, you'll still go out with him, right? Like, you're not actually judging your date based on his guitar knowledge.
Totally.
Okay.
We're all clear now. Let's give Derek a call. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this. I have to be quiet, right?
Yeah, yeah. So try and be quiet, and we'll try and get the reason why he's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Can I speak to Derek, please?
This is Derek.
Hey, my name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
What do you guys want?
Oh.
Well, I'm glad. Sounds like some angry listening that you've been doing with
you
us,
sound
Derek.
Like a very friendly guy.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Second Date Update?
Yeah, I have.
I'm sorry. I feel like we're annoying you, Derek.
Yeah.
Is this a bad time?
Sorry, dude.
How can I help you?
Okay. We're doing a segment right now called the Second Date Update. It's where we call people who are blowing someone off after they went on a date with that person.
Okay.
And so you recently went out with a girl named Maddie, and she's wondering why you're not calling back.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh, so you remember Maddie?
Yeah, I do. And I, you know what? Just tell her I have a girlfriend. That's probably the best way to handle this. Just tell her I have a girl.
What? Dude,
you have a girlfriend?
You guys, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I don't really have a girlfriend.
No.
Oh, okay.
God, you both are such suckers. Like, obviously, that's his excuse.
Oh, okay. So that's not the reason why you don't want to call her. What is the reason, though?
No, man, I don't want to get into any drama or anything. You know, I'm not really about that.
But did you think, I mean, you were attracted to her at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, she seemed like she was a lot of fun, but I mean, I should have known she was high maintenance when I offered her a coffee and she got like a $7 drink.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, okay. Is it her high maintenance coffee order that...
No. I mean, look, she's fun, but I mean, you know how these kind of girls are. I mean, they're kind of crazy.
Wait, her coffee drink tells you that she's nuts?
The coffee was just the beginning, okay? So like after that, we go axe throwing and like... Uh-huh. It's kind of fun, and then she invites me back to her apartment, and she's like, well, I hope we don't run into my ex.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Was it? And I was like, what? Do you live with your ex?
Right.
And no, she doesn't, but they do live in the same apartment building.
Wait, they live together, and she just moved down the hall?
Yeah, they lived together, and then after they broke up, she decided to just move two doors down as revenge.
So,
okay.
Wait, did you ask her why, though?
Well, she said that she thought it was funny that he had to deal with seeing her all the time, even though they were broken up.
I mean,
hey, neighbor.
That is kind of funny in a unstable kind of way.
In a psycho kind of way. I'm sorry, she's kind of psycho. I mean, that's what I was getting.
Psycho, wait. I'm sorry. How wait, rude sorry, are what? You? Did you really just say
okay.
that?
Okay, slow it down. Wait, slow it down.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Wait, Maddie.
Why are you on the phone?
Yeah, we should have told you this maybe a little while ago, Derek. Maddie has been listening the entire time on the other line. And
oh, my gosh. This is why I didn't want to...
Yeah.
Rude of you to call a woman the F word.
It's actually the P word. I mean, if we want to be technical. Yeah. Like,
psycho
is
spelled
gonna,
with a P, Maddie. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lay that down.
Whatever.
But...
whatever. That was still rude.
Okay, wait, though. Yeah. Maddie, I mean, I think the important piece is like, why are you living two doors down from your ex?
Okay. I said that thing like, oh, I hope you don't run into my ex. Like, I was like lighthearted about it. I don't know why he's taking it so seriously.
Let me explain.
Okay.
First of all, he dumped me because I caught him cheating on me.
Okay.
So why didn't you dump him then?
You should get away from that guy farther than two doors.
Yeah.
Seems like a good reason to move on, Maddie.
Well, he was being such a d- about it, and cheated I wanted the apartment because it's like close to my job. Like I already have a parking space, and he was being so rude about it. And I'm like, and an apartment like two doors down was opening up. Yeah, it's two doors down. Like not my first pick, but that's where it was. And I wasn't gonna let him win, you know? Like
no, that is such a horrible idea on every. I mean, that just speaks to like your really poor judgment. I'm sorry. I do not want to be with someone.
My poor judgment.
Like that.
It speaks to how he is a. Because it's easier for me.
I don't think that anyone's debating that, but I mean, why would you want to live next to that?
Yeah, Maddie, if this guy is such a jerk to you and he's wronged you in so many ways, why would you want to stay in close proximity to him?
Like to make him jealous?
To make him what?
He deserves to see me thriving and having fun and coming home with guys and hanging out with my girlfriends.
Oh.
Like,
but Maddie,
okay.
Maddie, that's what social media is for. Like a normal person, when you want to seek revenge, you just post pictures of how great you look and you're in a new outfit and you partying with your friends, like on Instagram.
I know. I am the professional of that. But he blocked me on everything.
Oh.
He blocked me on Venmo, people.
Oh,
wow.
That's okay. A special. He doesn't even want your money.
Maddie, you are better than him. Stop stooping to this level. I mean, you cannot let the guy who cheated on you have the even opportunity to block you. What are you doing?
I just... this apartment has a washer, dryer, in unit.
I will say,
it is hard to
I'm going to tell you, that actually I could kind of get.
I don't
you know?
Even have a washer dryer. I'm not going to lie, in my unit, so that's good.
So that doesn't, none of this feels awkward to you, Maddie? You feel totally comfortable seeing him all the time? And
yeah, he is the one that should have left, and hopefully he'll get the picture and he'll leave.
Oh, okay, so you're waiting him out.
Okay, well, at least you're not going to move when he moves.
Yeah, you're waiting him out or you're not over him. I don't know. I think we're
both.
We're like flying somewhere, in both zones right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way, like whatever the reason is, you shouldn't tell a guy who you're on a first date with that your ex lives in the same building as you. Like that's just a really weird vibe and honestly just makes the guy scared and made me want to just run away.
I'm sorry I made you feel that way, but I just wanted you to know that if we ran into him or if he was around, then you would have known, you know, but like, you just don't think about it.
Yeah. I mean,
don't think about it.
What's wrong with you? Stop thinking about it. Okay.
Your fault.
I mean, Maddie, he does bring up a good point, Maddie. I mean, that's like more like fourth date topic. Once you've got the guy hooked and then he can't go back because he already likes you. That's when you drop knowledge like that.
I barely see him. I see him once a week at most, and it's like in passing.
I mean, yeah, I think the real question is, Maddie, are you sure you're ready to move on? Are you sure you're ready to date?
Yes. Honestly, Derek, you have nothing to worry about. You're like way bigger than him. And if we did see him and like things got intense, you could definitely beat him up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Maddie, I don't think that's what it
is. So what? Wow. Do I have to move for you to date me? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's like the bare minimum that you have to do to date me.
Oh,
oh, my God. Now who's being high maintenance?
Well, yeah. You got to lower your expectations here,
really?
Derek.
Let's
see if Derek is open for this. Derek, would you be willing to go out on a second date with Maddie? We will offer to pay for it.
Yeah.
No.
What? Why?
Hey, she's got a washer and dryer, Derek. You could bring over loads of laundry.
That's very enticing, but I'm good.
Oh.
Okay, Maddie, have we learned anything from this?
Yeah, that he's high maintenance and the worst.
I think that's right. Okay. Yes, men are high maintenance and
the worst.
Yeah, and the worst. We are the worst, Maddie. I am so sorry.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, nowadays, it's not just Hollywood celebrities that are popular all over the world.
Yeah.
Social media influencers have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people hanging on their every post.
I know. It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Did you see that oak tree bark smoothie that she posted this morning? Hashtag scrum.
Scrum.
But what happens when two internet stars go head to head over something so stupid, so ridiculous that you have to stop and say, what is this? And why do I care so much?
I do! I so care!
Well, two influencers recently got into it over social media. Ooh. And the reason is unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to tell you what happened and the fight that is still going on coming up at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know, a wise person once said, having children is a lot like living in a frat house.
Really? So true.
Nobody
oh my God,
sleeps.
So true.
Everything's yeah. broken. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of throwing up.
Oh, my God. So many bodily fluids.
But ew. It's gross. Generally understood parenting is not easy.
Mm-hmm. No, are you kidding?
Neither is living in a frat house.
No, it's not.
So
I'll tell you from personal experience. The thing is, though, you don't have to be super mom or super dad.
No, you just gotta love your kiddos.
Yeah, and just don't be bean dad.
Oh, being dad's a word.
What?
If you haven't heard about this.
This is going to make you angry.
Basically, this guy named John Roderick shared a story on his Twitter about his 9-year-old daughter who was hungry for a can of beans, but she didn't know how to open it with a can opener.
Okay.
So dad saw that as a possible teachable moment and decided he was going to let his daughter figure it out herself.
Remember, she's hungry.
And she's 9.
She's hungry
and
she's
9.
Yeah,
I can't even use one Foley all the time. How is she supposed to?
But you just passed 9. They get so
stuck.
It's fine. Yeah.
And he even told her nobody in the house would be allowed to eat until she figured out how to open the can by herself.
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's terrible.
Gave her no help. And finally, 6 hours later,
no.
The little girl was successful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'd be so angry. I'd just throw it at her.
I'm sure. It's such a teachable moment. Like, don't ask for help ever.
Yeah.
No.
So the tweet thread went viral and obviously didn't go over very well with the general public.
So did he post this?
Yes, he posted. He thought he was going to be some dad hero.
Oh my God. He put his own demise
on the internet. Somebody misread the room.
People were shaming him for being a horrible parent because he was withholding food from his kid. They were calling him bad names, and he eventually earned the title Bean Dad.
Oh
I know
gosh.
Brooke posted about it and not only supported him, but then she made her 4-year-old do the same thing with her wine bottle.
That is not true.
I was shocked, but not surprised.
I can see Brooke drinking a wine bottle be like, open
Are
mommy's
you kidding
second
me?
Bottle.
Whatever. I'm like, you want me to spoon feed you the beans? Yeah. I'll spoon feed you the beans. Whatever you want, honey. I love you so much.
I'll chew them up and spin them back into your mouth, sweetie, please.
Exactly. You want me to baby bird it? I will.
So, I mean, obviously I was joking about the Brooke thing. But,
yeah, of course.
But when you heard about Bean Dad online, what were you guys thinking? Did you have a reaction?
I felt like it was child abuse.
I feel
terrible.
Like
it was
so bad. It's coming from a good place if he would have given her 30 minutes and then helped her, but 6 hours is like torture. That's so sad.
I feel like it's a teachable moment for dad.
Yes.
And for mom to never let dad be in charge.
Yes.
This is why moms run the house, because dads are stupid and do not know what the hell to do.
That's sad.
It's true. But since then, Bean Dad has publicly apologized. He didn't realize the effect that this would have, obviously.
Of course.
And he's deleted his Twitter account.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully he's changed his parentine is probably what we really needed. But okay.
Like, tonight we're making beef Wellington. Yes. And someone can figure it out.
The thing is, Bean Dad dad is not the only parent that's causing drama online right now.
Oh, really?
Because two moms are going viral today because of their ongoing internet feud that's captured the world's attention.
Oh, no.
Their names are Jessica Hart and Sasha Benz.
Okay.
Okay, so Jessica is an Australian model, and she's a founder of a beauty company. Sasha, meanwhile, is a shop and restaurant owner who runs a blog called All My Friends Are Models.
Okay, already I don't like her.
I don't like them either.
You run a blog like that, I just can't with you.
So they're both confirmed Instagram personalities, okay. And the two of them have actually been friends for several years.
Right, because one's a model, and hence the name. Yep. The blog. Yeah.
She can't help it, but all the models want to be friends with her. So apparently their story begins about 3 years ago when Sasha had a baby girl and decided to name her daughter Baby, spelled B-A-Y-B-I.
Does that mean her friend Jessica is like, I can't hang out with you anymore because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard? Is that what happened? Is that where the feud started?
No, actually, things were going pretty well until the unthinkable happened. Huh? And 3 years later, her friend Jessica got pregnant, also named her baby, Baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Awkward.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Same spelling?
No, it's different spelling.
But
why would you use that name?
But that's probably where the controversy is, because her excuse is probably, well, it's not the same spelling.
That is what Jessica was saying. She's like, we're calling her baby, but don't worry, it's spelled differently. B-A-B-Y, not B-A-Y-B-I.
Oh my God. And you had 3 years to sit on how ridiculous of a name Baby was.
Yeah.
And you still went back to it?
So obviously this has sparked a giant feud online between Sasha and Jessica.
Oh, they hate each other now.
Yeah. I mean, Sasha was really furious, felt like her friend stole her name idea.
Right, because she worked really hard to come up with the name Baby.
The feud's gone public now, and the pair are no longer speaking over
it. No.
I mean, both kids are probably going to change their name when they can.
Hope she has other model friends to fulfill that blog title.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we have to take ourselves out of being normal people. Okay. Because when you're an Instagram celebrity or just a celebrity in general, baby names are a big deal. You're trademarking your baby's name. It's part of making money. Like, your baby's name puts money into your baby's mouth. Your kid's
Unless
mouth.
You're Beef Dad, then that baby's not getting any food.
That's a good point.
Does that mean I need to name my child, when I have one, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning?
That'd be nice.
Because they'll trademark.
Publicity.
Or infringement. Yep. Am I going to get sued by the company?
No,
I'm going to sue you. Yeah. So, don't you dare. And I'll unfollow you on Facebook.
No!
So rumor is Sasha is looking into what kind of legal action she can take now.
God,
because she feels
here.
Like the baby name is theft of intellectual property.
Oh, it's my
not.
God.
The that name Baby dumb. Cannot be called intellectual property. That is that's an insult to the word intellect.
Yeah. It's the opposite.
But text in to 78592. What do you think about these two rich white women feuding over baby names?
Yeah. Oh, I really feel bad.
Shocking that they're both white women.
Text in, what do you think about it?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It is the day before Thanksgiving.
Aww.
And nothing would make me feel happier right now than to play Lick, Marry, Kill with Umberto from Sunnyside. Umberto, what's up, man?
What's up, dude? I don't know if I can play that with you, though.
No, you definitely can.
He doesn't take no for an answer.
It's Lick, Marry, Kill with Thanksgiving dishes.
I would lick the turkey, marry the potatoes, and just kill the dessert.
What?
You don't like dessert?
No, I think he means it in a good way. Like, I'd kill that dessert.
I'd destroy that meal. All right.
Okay. I would murder it in my mouth.
Yeah, you would, Umberto.
It's a good way to kill it.
All right. I want to do Thanksgiving with you, man.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll get fat.
Oh, yeah, we will. Let's get fat together. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win.
Yep.
And because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, just keep in mind, all of today's questions are going to be Thanksgiving themed. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Your time starts now. In what century did the first Thanksgiving in Massachusetts happen?
1700s.
If you're looking at a turkey, what part of it is the snood?
Ooh, the neck?
The Dallas Cowboys and what other team always play on Thanksgiving Day?
Ooh, the Lions?
According to a recent national survey, turkey is America's favorite food on Thanksgiving. What ranks second?
Pizza.
Only male turkeys gobble. True or false?
True.
All right. You got your answers in. But seriously, Umberto, what are your Thanksgiving plans this year?
I'm just going to eat a lot of food, to be honest. I tend to eat a lot.
Okay. Are you going to have anybody there, or is it going to be one of those solo gorging sessions?
Usually I make a lot of food and then I hide half of it.
Oh.
So that way I always have more for myself after everybody leaves.
Dude, that's so smart. I just heard the end of that because I go to my in-laws and like, God, they're all skinny people. And so they just never serve enough. Is that bad to say? It's like, oh, here's your 1/4 portion of potatoes. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Brooke normally goes back for like fourths and fifths at her Thanksgiving
dinner. As everyone should, right?
No wonder things always get violent when
you're
like, at
the in-laws. We're going to replace the butter this year with something more healthy. Shut up.
Yeah, you need to not go to that.
Wait, butter's not healthy?
Yeah, exactly my sentiment.
All right, bro.
Very healthy.
Let's answer some questions. You ready?
Lather me up with that butter.
Here we go.
Jeffrey.
Your time starts now. In what century did the first Thanksgiving in Massachusetts happen?
16th.
If you're looking at a turkey, what part of it is the snood?
Is it the dangly thing on the neck?
The Dallas Cowboys and what other team always play on Thanksgiving Day?
Detroit Lions.
According to a recent national survey, turkey is America's favorite food on Thanksgiving. What ranks second?
Mashed potatoes.
Only male turkeys gobble. True or false?
True.
During the first Pilgrim's Thanksgiving, what utensil was not available because it wasn't invented yet?
Fork.
All right, we got our answers. Time to go to the scoreboard and see how you did. Jose is DMing with some girl in the bathroom right now, so instead we have Alexis.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner, and this pilgrim is feeling pretty proud.
Fuller.
All right, Umberto, you got 2 today.
Ooh, not bad, Umberto.
Nice.
And Brooke?
Yes?
Do you know your Thanksgiving stuff? You do, because you got 4.
Okay.
sorry, Umberto.
It's okay.
Let's go over the answers here for everybody. In what century did the first Thanksgiving in Massachusetts happen? That would be the 17th century or the 1600s.
Mm.
You guys had the wrong ones. He said the 1700s and you said 16th century. So those are all swapped. If you're looking at a turkey, the part of it that's the snood is the wobbly red piece of flesh that dangles off of the beak. The Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions are the two teams that play every Thanksgiving Day. According to a recent national survey, turkey's America's favorite food. What ranks second? Sorry, it's not pizza, Umberto.
I like where you're going, though.
It's a good guess.
I was thinking of America in general.
Yeah. The answer is stuffing, followed by pumpkin pie, then mashed potatoes. Only male turkeys gobble. That's true. It's a mating call. And during the first Pilgrim's Thanksgiving, forks were not available because they hadn't been invented yet.
They don't need them at my house either. Just put your whole face into that plate.
No, you do not. Now, unfortunately, Umberto, we can't give you any money today. But just for playing, you're in luck because we actually have a $20 gift card to Domino's Pizza for you.
Bye.
Weird how that worked out, Jeffrey.
I know. It's whether it's
weird,
whether it's carry out or delivery or frisbee style. There is nothing like a Domino's pizza, trust me. And frisbee style, just in case you're wondering, is when I dress like an Olympic athlete and then I forcibly intercept your pizza delivery and throw it discus style onto your front porch.
Wow.
That's a lot to process.
Yeah, it costs a little extra money, but trust me, it's worth it, okay? Highly suggest you try it.
I picture him in a toga while he's doing it, too. I don't know about you.
No, I try not to picture him that way.
Everybody should picture
me
that way. That's right. So, Umberto, thank you so much for playing. Have a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Eat everything.
You guys, too.
All right. And we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.